Committee. This is a meeting of Senate Natural Resources and Water. We're here to just hear one bill today, Senate Bill 814, coming back pursuant to 29.10. And thank you very much, Senator Hill. And for any other members of this committee, we are meeting in room 112 and would welcome your attendance because we have one bill. And the staff report has been presented and shared. Senator Manning, welcome. All right, if you would begin, please, Senator Hill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have two statements. One is a short statement and one is a long statement. Which one would you prefer?
I think the shorter one, because the chair will be recommending a support position, unless someone wants to hear the long statement.
Could we get copies of it?
Yeah. I'll even sign them for you. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I've asked the sergeants to pass out a side-by-side comparison of the Senate version and the Assembly version of SB 814, which requires retail water suppliers to have a policy that curbs excessive water use during a drought and which passed this committee 7-2. Amendments made in the Assembly narrowed the applicability of the bill, but it continues to achieve the same policy goal as when it was voted on by this committee. I respectfully ask for an aye vote, members.
All right. It's been moved, and we've heard this before, and there were amendments taken. It's still on the same discussion of excessive water use in the event of a drought. I'm going to open it up for, first of all, if anyone wishes to testify in support of the measure.
I will also be brief. Marlene Dumain with the East Bay Municipal Utility District, and I want to thank Senator Hill. We worked very closely with him all year, and he accepted several amendments that we requested, and we're now in full support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer Clary, Clean Water Action, in support.
Kyle Jones with Sierra Club, California, in support.
Danielle Blassa with the California Municipal Utilities Association. We moved from an opposed, less amended position to a neutral. And I just wanted to thank Senator Hill for all of his work to ensure that our members had the flexibility that was necessary to implement the provisions in this bill. So.
All right, thank you very much. Before I call up opposition, let's call the roll for the purpose of establishing a quorum.
Senators Pavley.
Here.
Pavley here. Stone. Allen. Allen here. Hertzberg. Hueso. Jackson. Manning. Here. Manning here. Vidak.
Present.
Vidak present. Wilk. Wilk here.
We do have a quorum. And it has been moved, but we're going to listen to opposition, of course. Who's leading off here? And we note in the analysis, the opposition was listed, and welcome your comments. This is mostly related to the amended version.
I do have a long version and a short version, and I'll
no, but it's the
it
amendments that brought you here to
version.
Our hearing, I think.
But yes. John O'Malley with California Advocates, representing our client Mesa Water District down in Southern California. We are opposed, have been opposed. We appreciate the amendments that the author and the author staff have taken. They simply don't do the job for us, and it's, I guess, a philosophical difference between allowing the locals to regulate this activity locally, and we feel that this bill takes that out of the hands of locals. According to the State Water Board, there are an average of about 8,900 incidents per month where a water agency has fined or in other fashion imposed a surcharge on their customers. They have the ability to do just about everything included in this bill, and we just don't think that expanding this bill to make to include a mandate is the way to go. So, opposed.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman and members. Bob Reeb with Reeb Government Relations on behalf of listed opposition of El Dorado Irrigation District and Desert Water Agency. To be brief, the Assembly amendments, I believe, appropriately make reference to applicable constitutional and statutory limitations with respect to establishing a tiered water rate. But we think that that now probably precludes, because of the Capistrano decision, the ability of districts to respond by adopting a rate. For Desert Water Agency, for example, they have a volumetric or flat rate. So with this legislation, in a drought emergency, they would have to have a cost of service study, develop a tiered rate structure based on that study, and go through a Prop 218 proceeding on that within that drought emergency declaration for only that period. The Desert Water Agency was able to meet or exceed the State Water Resources Control Board water reduction, conservation reduction target during the last drought period without doing a tiered rate. They, and I won't go into details about how they achieved it, but they did so without. The concern we have on this one, again, in terms of philosophy, is that water districts during this last drought emergency and in prior drought periods where they have existing authority under the Water Code, they have achieved their conservation reductions based on the entire community response. In other words, they worked with their customers to achieve that conservation. This bill now shifts the focus to individual water users, and in doing so would require water districts to develop water budgets for each and every parcel within their district, thus substituting the judgment of the water purveyor instead of the private property owner as to what's a reasonable water use for that parcel. We don't view the bill as in determining what excessive water use is, going much beyond what water wastage has been traditionally, and that is flooding the gutters, overwatering, and things of that nature. So we view this as an unwelcome mandate, one that's not necessary, and one that usurps the ability of local elected officials to make the determination as to best how to respond to a drought. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Paul Gonzalez representing the city of Roseville. I would say, great author. Unfortunately, we don't feel the same way about the bill. We found that the fines are a last resort for us in our communities. It works a lot better for us when we're able to work with our residents to be able to identify the problems and educate them, and we have found that they, in turn, respond very quickly and fix the problem. So we don't feel the bill is necessary, and we're opposed. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other people wishing to testify, just mentioning their name and who they're representing and their position of opposition?
Thank you. Cyrus Davis with Best, Best, and Krieger, representing Municipal Water District of Orange County, also in opposition.
Thank you. Cyrus?
Sophia Sada on behalf of the Yorba Linda Water District, also in respectful opposition.
Thank you for your testimony. Anyone else opposed to this measure? Seeing none, let's return to members of the committee. Any questions you have of the author, proponents or opponents? There has been a motion by Senator Woke. I just had one comment. I do know it was amended, and Senator Hill passed out a comparison. She and my staff provided the analysis of the bill. On page 2 of the analysis, it goes through that there are several options an urban retail water supplier would have in order to meet this. They do not, if they're concerned about the Capistrano decision or the things, they don't need to go into the tiered rate structure, but they could establish an excessive water use ordinance. And it says has recommendations, but it also has a lot of words, may consider this, 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 and this. So they have to pick an option that serves them best. I think all of us have some stories during the drought of, as some people are complying with perhaps a 38% reduction and making really serious attempts to reduce our water. We always wonder about the people that price signals don't matter, and they continue to waste a lot of water that the rest of us end up subsidizing in more ways than one. So I will be supporting this today, but Senator Hertzberg, it looks like you would like to join in the discussion.
I apologize, I was a couple minutes late. Chair of the Judiciary Committee grabbed me.
on matters of other importance. This chart's great, but can you just help me a little bit in terms of the policy reasons why some of these changes happen? If you can, you may have already said this, so I apologize, but it looks like most of, as you've gone through this chart, which is great, on the changes, I can understand this administrative penalty, but where do these things come from, if you can tell us?
The opposition, we were trying to...
You're trying to accommodate them?
Accommodate the opposition in a number of areas, and that's where...
I see. So in other words, you accommodated the opposition with respect to this trying to reach support, but although you made a number of changes that they requested, there weren't enough to actually take them off. Okay. That's kind of what I guessed. Personally. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Other questions by members? And some were new opposition because of the... You know, the ongoing discussion we have in governance and finance on local control
measures. If I may respond to the local control.
And this would be the time for you to respond and close unless there are any other questions. So please do, all at once.
No, just local control. I mean, this bill only takes effect when local jurisdictions lose their local control. It only takes effect when the state... declares
a drought.
A drought emergency, and when the local jurisdiction declares an emergency based on that. That's when it takes effect, so they've lost that control from that point on. And the other part that I think when it shifts the arguments that were made a few minutes ago, that it shifts the responsibility to the individual water users. Well, by the drought conditions that we were under last year, we did shift to the individual water users. The problem is it was those users that didn't have the correct nozzle on the hose when they washed their car, or when they left their hose and water ran into the gutter out of their street, or they watered their lawns on the incorrect day of the week when it was scheduled. Those were the users that were penalized, not the users that excessively used the volumes and the millions, in some cases, of gallons per year extra than anyone else was allowed to use. Those are the people that got by without a penalty. It's the average person like you and I that were suffering under that. So I respectfully ask for an aye vote, members. Thank you.
Very good.
If I may, I'd like to just remind the folks who are here that there may not be a drought in Northern California, but there is certainly a drought in other parts of California. My Lake Kachuma, which provides water for 220,000 people, is down to about 9 or 10% of its capacity. Oh, and
they're not tied into the state water.
And they're not tied into the state water program. So it is my hope that when we consider efforts on behalf of the state, we not forget places outside of the Sacramento and Bay Area. It is still a very serious problem, and I appreciate your bringing the bill.
We're in our fifth year of drought in Southern California. We had 7 inches of rain this year, and the fire implications and everything else. It's just, oy, it's right. So if there are any other comments or questions, then I'll call the roll. The motion is to pass with assembly amendments. We're concurring in assembly amendments. We'll go to the Senate floor for consideration.
Senators Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. Stone. Allen. Allen, aye. Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Hueso. Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Vidak.
No.
Vidak, no. Wolk. Wolk, aye.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to 1. That's out.
It passes 6 to 1.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
With
thank
that,
you, Madam.
Thank you very much. And this hearing is adjourned.